Republican Assemblyman Vince Fong asked Chief Administrator Deborah Gravert during Tuesday's hearing how many sexual harassment complaints have come in during her 3.5 years on the job.
We do not track complaints. We only track investigations.
So on that point, isn't that problematic that we don't track the complaints?
It's a valid point, and I think this is something that the subcommittee should definitely explore.
Gravert later clarified that the Assembly investigates every sexual harassment complaint it receives if the alleged act violates policy. The Senate Rules Committee says it doesn't distinguish between complaints and investigations because it investigates every complaint received. But it turns out, while it may be confusing and politically questionable for the Assembly not to track complaints, it is not against the law. Same goes for every other California employer, public and private.
In terms of keeping a log of the number of complaints they receive in a particular year, I'm not aware of such a requirement.
That's San Diego employment lawyer Michael Kalt, who advocates at the state capitol for the Society for Human Resource Management. He says most large employers have internal procedures that allow them to track the total number of sexual harassment complaints. So Kalt says he was surprised to hear the Assembly hasn't been keeping count.
They passed a number of laws requiring employers to have effective remedial measures, and you would think that they would also want to know how many complaints they're receiving.
Kalt says he thinks most businesses would be fine with a new state law mandating that complaints be tracked as long as it doesn't require any public disclosure. Ben Adler, Capital Public Radio News.